alleged whistleblower Eric Ciaramella worked closely with anti-Trump dossier hoaxer. By Aaron Klein on November 6, 2019. Eric Ciaramella, whom Real Clear Investigations suggest is the likely so-called whistleblower, was part of an Obama administration email chain celebrating the eventual signing of a $1 billion U.S. loan guarantee to Ukraine. That and other emails show Ciaramella interfaced about Ukraine with individuals who played key roles in facilitating the infamous anti-Trump dossier produced by Fusion GPS and reportedly financed by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee. One of those individuals, then Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs Victoria Nuland, pictured, received updates on Ukraine issues from dossier author Christopher Steele in addition to Nuland's direct role in the dossier controversy. Also part of the email chains was Christopher J. Anderson, who was a special advisor to former special envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker. Anderson testified to the Democrat-led House committees running the impeachment inquiry. Ciaramella's name comes up in six Obama-era government emails that were released by the State Department as part of two previous Freedom of Information Act requests. At the time of the exchanges, Ciaramella served as the director for Baltic and Eastern European Affairs for the Obama-era National Security Council, where he worked on Ukraine policy. He is now an analyst at the Central Intelligence Agency. One email, titled, Loan Guarantee, involved Nuland, who was reportedly a key champion of the Ukraine loan guarantee policy. Hooray! A celebratory Nuland wrote in response to a translated Ukrainian government announcement about the signing of the $1 billion loan guarantee. The announcement singles out Joe Biden as being present for the conclusion of an agreement leading to the loan guarantee. Ciaramella was one of several people CC'd in the email, which was sent from the U.S. ambassador at the time, Jeffrey Pyatt, who was another key champion of the loan guarantee to Ukraine along with Nuland. The email is one of several that shows Ciaramella in the loop with top officials such as Nuland working on Ukraine policy under the Obama administration. The loan guarantee was pushed through after Ukraine agreed to several reforms, especially the firing of the nation's top prosecutor, Viktor Shokin. This at a time that Shokin was reportedly investigating Burisma, the Ukrainian natural gas company paying Hunter Biden. Joe Biden infamously boasted on video about personally threatening to withhold loan guarantees from Ukraine unless Shokin was removed. One email involving Nuland was sent 2 days before the loan guarantee was signed on June 3, 2016. Can you confirm who will be doing the actual signing for each side? The exchange asked. Nuland has come under repeated fire for her various roles in the anti-Trump dossier controversy. FBI notes also cite career Justice Department official Bruce Orris saying that Nuland was in touch with Fusion GPS co-founder and dossier producer Glenn Simpson. Senator John McCain, who infamously delivered the dossier to then-FBI Director James Comey, reportedly first dispatched an aide, David J. Kramer, to inquire with Nuland about the dossier claims. In their book, Russian Roulette, The Inside Story of Putin's War on America and the Election of Donald Trump, authors and reporters Michael Isikoff and David Korn write that Nuland gave the green light for the FBI to first meet with Steele regarding his dossier's claims. It was at that meeting that Steele initially reported his dossier charges to the FBI, the book relates. Meanwhile, looped into email chains with Ciaramella was then-Secretary of State John Kerry's chief of staff at the State Department, John Finer. An extensive New Yorker profile of Steele named Finer as obtaining the contents of a two-page summary of the dossier and eventually deciding to share the questionable document with Kerry. Finer reportedly received the dossier summary from Jonathan M. Weiner, the Obama State Department official who acknowledged regularly interfacing and exchanging information with Steele, according to the report. Weiner previously conceded that he shared the dossier summary with Nuland. After his name surfaced in news media reports related to probes by House Republicans into the dossier, Weiner authored a Washington Post op-ed in which he conceded that while he was working at the State Department he exchanged documents and information with Steele. Weiner further acknowledged that while at the State Department, he shared anti-Trump material with Steele passed to him by longtime Clinton confidant Sidney Blumenthal, whom Weiner described as an old friend. Weiner wrote that the material from Blumenthal, which Weiner in turn gave to Steele, originated with Cody Shearer, who is a controversial figure long tied to various Clinton scandals. In testimony last year, Nuland made statements about a meeting at the State Department in October 2016 between state officials and Steele, but said that she didn't participate. At a June 2018 hearing, Senator Richard Burr, RNC, revealed contents of the State Department's visitor logs while he was grilling Nuland. "I did not," Nuland replied. "I actively chose not to be part of that briefing." "But were you aware of that briefing?" Burr asked. "I was not aware of it until afterwards," Nuland retorted. Nuland did not explain how she can actively chose not to be part of Steele's briefing, as she claimed, yet say she was unaware of the briefing until after it occurred. Nuland was not asked about the discrepancy during the public section of the testimony, which was reviewed in full by Breitbart News. Nuland previously served as Chief of Staff to Deputy Secretary of State Strobe Talbott under Bill Clinton's administration, and then served as Deputy Director for former Soviet Union Affairs. Nuland faced confirmation questions prior to her most recent appointment as Assistant Secretary of State over her reported role in revising controversial Obama administration talking points about the 2012 Benghazi terrorist attacks. Her reported changes sought to protect Hillary Clinton's State Department from accusations that it failed to adequately secure the woefully unprotected U.S. special mission in Benghazi. Likely whistleblower. A Real Clear Investigations report by investigative journalist and author Paul Sperry named Sharamella as best fitting the description of the so-called whistleblower. Officials with direct knowledge of the proceedings say Sharamella's name has been raised in private in impeachment depositions and during at least one House open hearing that was not part of the formal impeachment proceedings. Federal documents show Sharamella also worked closely with Joe Biden and worked under Susan Rice, President Obama's national security advisor. He also worked with former CIA Director John Brennan, an anti-Trump advocate who has faced controversy for his role in fueling the questionable Russia collusion investigation. Rice participated in Russia collusion probe meetings and reportedly unmasked senior members of Trump's presidential campaign. Sperry cites former White House officials saying Sharamella worked for Biden on Ukrainian policy issues in 2015 and 2016, encompassing the time period for which Biden has been facing possible conflict questions for leading Ukraine policy in light of Hunter Biden's work for Burisma. Mark Seid and Andrew Bakai, the activist attorneys representing the so-called whistleblower, refuse to confirm or deny that their secretive client is indeed Sharamella. "We neither confirm nor deny the identity of the intelligence community whistleblower," the lawyers told the Washington Examiner in response to an inquiry about Sharamella. On Sunday, Trump responded to press reports naming Sharamella, calling him a radical known for his close ties to Brennan and Rice. "Well, I'll tell you what. There have been stories written about a certain individual, a male, and they say he's the whistleblower," Trump told reporters. "If he's the whistleblower, he has no credibility because he's a Brennan guy. He's a Susan Rice guy. He's an Obama guy." Trump added, "And he hates Trump. And he's a radical. Now, maybe it's not him. But if it's him, you guys ought to release the information." Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Joshua Klein contributed research to this article.